This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law, the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Dennis Gill, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Last name is Gill, G-I-L-L. On September 20th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 64-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 215 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 3rd of 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he was dazed and sustained significant injury, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign, resulting in the patient applying his brakes, and as a result, he was rear-ended, period. The patient was driving an F-150 Chevy truck, and there was severe damage, but the vehicle was drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. His right arm hit the steering wheel, period. His right knee hit the dash, period. He had immediate pain in his right knee as well as his low back, comma, neck, comma, bilateral arms, and headaches, period. He also was having pain which persisted in the right hip, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having problems with his right knee, low back, and right hip, period. New paragraph. His right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He states that his knee bows out to the right, period. It is a constant pain and worse with walking, period. It is described as a sharp throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the thigh down the leg to the mid-lower leg, period. He was advised that surgery was needed, period. New paragraph. His right hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He has problems walking, period. The pain occurs a few hours per day, period. It is described as a burning and shooting type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the back, period. He states that surgical intervention was discussed, and that some cortisone injections in his knee did help the hip to some degree, period. Due paragraph. His low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as an intermittent pain, period. The pain lasts 4 hours per day on the average, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is described as a throbbing and shooting type pain, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was ambulance that day, took him to IU Methodist emergency room, period. He had x-rays and was released, period. And the next day or so, he saw his family doctor. He was sent to a knee and back specialist, period. He was seen at Ortho Indy. He had x-rays and was given physical therapy as well as cortisone injections in his right knee, period. He saw his family doctor again and referred to another knee specialist at community and was offered another knee injection but deferred this, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems playing basketball, running, walking over a half block, standing over 45 minutes, yard work, housework, sex, and sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include tramadol, muscle relaxers, gabapentin for the pain in his back and knee, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for these conditions include tramadol, muscle relaxer, gabapentin, stretching exercises, hot and cold packs, and a low back brace as needed, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his right knee in the past, period. The patient never injured his right hip in the past, period. The patient injured his low back lifting at work, where he sprained his back in approximately 2000. He was treated with an injection in the back, and it resolved in 2 weeks without permanency, period. The patient had a work injury in 2019 where he was rear-ended in a box truck, period. He was advised that he strained muscles, and he was treated 2 to 3 weeks without permanency, period. He injured his rotator cuff in both shoulders lifting at work, and he had 2 surgeries on the left and 2 surgeries on the right, period. His neck popped, resulting in surgery around 2005. He did have a herniated disc from lifting, period. He was involved in a rear-end automobile accident approximately 6 years and injured his rotator cuff, period. Past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history. He had Achilles torn in his left and right from jogging that was repaired. He had a neck herniated disc repaired, he had both shoulder rotator cuffs repaired, and he had he had lung surgery several years ago, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he is a prior truck driver, but he cannot return to driving because of this injury, period. He is now working light duty, repairing vacuums full time. However, this is a lighter duty job than truck driving, and he does do this with frequent pain and frequent rest periods, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, and I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Results report from Ortho Indy, March 22, 2022, states we also saw him on March 10th, 2022 for right hip and right knee pain, which he reports started after his motor vehicle accident on January 3rd, 2022. The MRI of the right hip was compatible with a labral tear, period. We recommended he get an intra-articular right hip injection, period. An MRI of the right knee revealed tearing of the body, posterior horn segments, medial meniscus, period. Another report from Ortho Indy, June 2nd, 2022, states he had a rotator cuff repair on December 3rd, 2021. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident on January 3rd, 2022, sustaining a re-tear, period. He is also having increased right knee pain, and he had a prior MRI showing extensive macerated tear, posterior horn medial meniscus with full thickness cartilage loss of the patella, period. We previously injected his right knee, so we recommended a right knee arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy and chondroplasty, period. He is also complaining of low back pain and burning in his right hip, and states sometimes the pain radiates all the way down his leg, period. He had a prior MRI of the right hip that showed some arthritis as well as a labral tier period. Emergency room records, IU Methodist Hospital, January 3rd, 2022. State 63-year-old male, status post-MVA, brought in by EMS period. States he was a restrained driver, comma, made a hard stop at an intersection and was rear-ended, period. He now has pain to the right side of his rib, comma, neck pain, comma, right knee pain and shoulder pain, period. Note surgery to his left shoulder approximately 1 month ago, period. On physical examination, they documented several of the abnormalities noted on physical examination. X-rays of the shoulder showed moderate bilateral clavicular and glenohumeral arthropathy. X-rays of the knee showed no acute bony findings, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis showed no acute traumatic findings and atypical marrow lucencies in L3-L5, which could represent cysts, period. In total, they did several diagnostic studies, including CT of the abdomen and pelvis, CT of the chest, CT of the cervical spine, and CT of the head. Diagnosis was MVC, as well as back pain, comma, chest pain, comma, and status post-MVC, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 3rd, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and medial meniscus tear. Number two, right hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and labral tear. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, and pain. Number four, costochondritis resolved. Number five, cervical pain, comma, strain, comma, and trauma resolved. Number six, shoulder trauma and pain improved. Number seven, re-tear of the prior left rotator cuff repair stable, period. The above seven diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of January 3rd, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following three impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right hip, utilizing table 16-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 1% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of this automobile accident of January 3rd, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in the right knee, comma, right hip, comma, and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit costs approximately $500, period. Some additional injections into several of the body parts that are injured would be $3,000, period. As discussed in the records, the patient will need a right knee surgery consisting of medial meniscectomy as well as internal repairs, period. Cost of the surgery would be approximately $100,000, and this expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, surgeon, and post-op physical therapy expenses, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.